I tell you, it's a funny feeling riding on the top of a hog house in floodwaters. I guess we weren't moving nearly as fast as we thought we were, but we were moving around in little circles, doing whatever the water wanted us to. If we hadn't been so scared, it would have been funny, because coming right along behind us was little Jim's mom's big wash tub with that little white-faced blue and white kitten sitting in it, and looking even more scared than we felt. Well, I'd heard of boys tying tin cans to a cat's tail, but I'd never heard of a wash tub with a cat in it being tied to a boy's leg. For some reason, it didn't seem very funny at the time, especially when I saw little Jim's face and thought, what if we do drown? What if we never see our parents again or any of the gang? And all the time we were drifting out across the field, getting nearer and nearer to the main part of Sugar Creek, where he was mattered in a nest full of bumblebees. We weren't drifting straight toward the bridge, though, but toward the road, which was up on a high embankment. It looked as if we would bump into the bank first and then follow the current along the edge till it got to the bridge. And there, unless something stopped us, the fierce brown current would grab us and whirl us under the bridge. We'd come out on the other side, right in the worst part of the creek, and go lickety-sizzle straight toward the big island down below the bridge, where there were some tall trees. Maybe we'd bump into one of them and be stopped and could catch hold of a branch and climb up into a tree. "Look!" little Jim cried. "There's somebody running down the road!" Sure enough, there was. And it was Circus, our acrobat. He was running and yelling and waving his arms and trying to get to the place where we were going to hit the bank before we did. I guess a million thoughts started wrestling around in my head. And then I saw a telephone pole at the foot of the embankment, and I knew what Circus was hollering about. And then there he was, out in the water, swimming toward that telephone pole. It was a race between him and us, but he got there first and wrapped his legs around the pole just the way he does around a tree when he's climbing one. And just that second, we went racing past, with the cat in the tub swishing along behind us. You should have seen Circus's right foot shoot out like an octopus's tentacle, grabbing for a man. Quicker than a flash, he wrapped it around the rope that was fastened to the tub on one end and my leg to the other. Before I knew what was happening, I was jerked loose from the roof of the hog house and from little Jim and was out in the water. As long as Circus was holding onto the rope with his foot, I knew that if I could get to the telephone pole, we'd be saved. But it all happened so suddenly that I went under. I came up sputtering and trying to swim. Well, just as I caught hold of the rope with one hand, I looked back. And there was little Jim lying on his stomach on the flat roof of the hog house, drifting swiftly toward the bridge and toward the maddest part of old Sugar Creek. I could see his face, still as white as a piece of typewriter paper. He waved an awkward right arm toward us and yelled in a trembly voice, "Goodbye!" Then he turned around and grabbed hold of the roof with both hands and was whirled away. I tell you, it didn't feel very good to know that I was being rescued and that my best friend might not be. All I could see for a minute while pulling myself by the rope toward the telephone pole was little Jim's sad face. And there kept ringing in my ears the words he'd said a little while before that. It's better for us to drown than it would be for little Tom Till or Big Bob because they're not saved. And I made up my mind right that minute that it was the silliest thing in the world for anybody in the world not to repent of his sins and let Jesus save him. Because you could never tell what minute something might go wrong and you'd have to die. It's crazy not to be ready. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Well, even while I was thinking that, and Circus and I were working our way back to the steep bank that led up to the road, saving the kitten at the same time, I kept wondering if it